Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all have had a good week and are enjoying the end of your weekend. I'm happy to report that the weather has significantly cooled down up here in Medford, Massachusetts, since last week. We had a bit of a heat wave for a good, 7 or 8 days probably, and now it's finally at a somewhat tolerable 80 degrees and sunny. So for people like me who don't have air conditioning at their house, it's a very welcome change, although tomorrow it's supposed to be back up in the 90s, so there's not a whole lot you can do. But yeah, other than that, I've been pretty good. Wrapping up my summer course, so I should have a bit more free time now to enjoy myself and the lovely area. But we're not here to talk about my life, we're here to listen to some music. So I have, to start off, I have two tracks by artists that I have known and enjoyed for a lot longer than a lot of the artists I play here on the archive. I only really actively started to go out of my way to discover new music, like addictively, in maybe 2016. And these first two artists I have known about and really enjoyed for long before that, high school and even earlier. And they have pretty similar names. So given the first one, I'll see if you can have any guesses as to what the second one will be, I guess. And I will let you know that the first one is by the band Queens of the Stone Age. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Queens of the Stone Age from their second album, Rated R, which came out in 2000, and the track is called Better Living Through Chemistry. I've been on a somewhat big Queens of the Stone Age kick this past week. I don't remember what exactly was the impetus for it, but I've really been enjoying their albums, specifically their first three, although most of their discography is pretty good, but their first three, when they still had that kind of stonery, like sludgy, heavily mid-push guitar work, yeah, those are definitely my favorites, and this track certainly fits that description. I absolutely love that opening riff. The picking pattern is pretty intricate, and it just has this really unique rhythm that you don't hear too much. A lot of guitar riffs, or music in general, I guess, kind of falls back onto some rhythmic tropes, and it's always nice hearing a track or a very unfamiliar rhythm, such as that initial one. And also, I think how in that track the entire band kind of drops out for a good, I don't know, 45 seconds in the middle. I think that's an amazing compositional touch. It kind of lets you, I guess, ponder, or it lets your mind wander and kind of anticipate how it might come back in, assuming you know that isn't the end of the track and you're just waiting for the next one to start. And then there's that really weird kind of psychedelic bridge after that, with the vocals coming in every direction and the guitar playing and everything. Just a fantastic track. Also worth pointing out that the chorus of that track is "There's no one here and people everywhere, you're on your own." And those first two lines, "There's no one here and people everywhere," those were borrowed from a song by Björk. It's the song "Crying" from her album debut. And she is mentioned in the liner notes of Rated R, so that's pretty cool. And also, I've known about this song for a good couple of years, but I just was able to figure out what the title of it means. It's called Better Living Through Chemistry, and I didn't really think too hard about what it meant, but turns out the song is about antidepressants and how society, like their use within society, and it all of a sudden makes total sense. It's gaining a better lifestyle, or a more fulfilling life, or whatever, however you want to call it, through chemistry or through these medications. So that's pretty neat. Anyway, moving on to the next track. I kind of teased at who this next track would be by before I played the last track, the Queens of the Stone Age one. And I asked if you had any guesses as to who this one is by. And this is another early favorite of mine. And if you guessed the band Queen, you would be correct.
Thank you. Remember to deliver with the speed of light.
A little bit of love.
Everything you do bears a will and a why and a wherefore.
A little bit of love and joy.
And every soul lies a man very sweet and his clever. But even till the end of his life, he'll bring a little
Right. If you just started hearing the beginning of the track Funny How Love Is in your head, that's a sign that you're a true Queen fan, because this album, the album that this track is from, Queen 2, most of the tracks segue into each other, at least the tracks on each side, which leads me to what that track was. Like I said, that was by Queen. It's from Queen 2. They're obviously titled second album from 1974, and that track, of course, is The March of the Black Queen. I definitely think that's one of the band's early masterpieces. It's definitely kind of like a precursor to Bohemian Rhapsody and the pretty progressive, multi-structured, multi-sectioned tracks that Queen tended to do here and there. Like I said, Queen was definitely an early favorite band of mine. I probably would have called them my favorite band in 7th or 8th grade, and I certainly listened to a lot of them. And although as a guitarist or someone who's more into guitar than necessarily piano, back then I probably would have said Brian May was my favorite member of the band, and or like I prefer his songs. Not that the other members didn't write good songs. All of them wrote great songs, some more consistently than others, but that's beside the point. But this past week, I've been listening to Queen a lot, and I'm really coming to realize that Freddie Mercury himself was kind of the songwriting champion of the band. His songs, even especially in the early days of the band, were a lot more ambitious and like this. I don't think you would hear Roger Taylor writing a song like March of the Black Queen. So not to put any of the other members down, I'm just fully appreciating Freddie Mercury's songwriting talents more than I had previously. So good for him. And of course, obligatory rest in peace. He's very missed by both his friends and fans all around the world. So what else is interesting about this song? Oh, this song, I think, has one of the only uses of a polymeter in a Queen track in the kind of big shuffly instrumental buildup before the quiet piano breakdown. There's parts in 12/8 and 9/8, I think. That's what I read online. So if that means anything to you, then the more power to you. And yeah, that probably wraps it up for the March of the Black Queen. And actually, that's going to wrap it up for the first half of today's show on the archive. Actually, one more thing. I mentioned that I don't remember why I was on such a big Queens of the Stone Age kick this past week, but I do know why I was listening to so much Queen this past week. It's because if you managed to catch my last show here on the archive, I played a track by the band Sparks, and I mentioned that they're kind of like an American version of Queen, and I was surprised to hear that they were doing songs in that style around the same time as Queen was. So that made me just want to listen to a ton of Queen, and I definitely have been. So thank you, Sparks. And also, I've been listening to more Sparks, and I recommend them just as strongly as I did last week. But anyway, in case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, your host for The Archive, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now we are going to have a PSA.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
All right, that was a little bit different from the PSAs that I've played previously. I just found out that there's a donations page on the software that we use to queue up the PSAs. And I figured that I was getting a little bored with the regular PSAs. So definitely donate to WMFO if you enjoy my show or any other show here. Like I said, this is a public freeform radio station. So we get most of our budget through, or we get a lot of our budget through donations. So if you enjoy the station, which you probably should if you're listening to it right now, definitely consider donating. And even though that particular PSA was from 2015, you can still donate today. So yeah, check the website, wmfo.org, and you'll see how you can help make the station a little bit better through a financial donation on the website. And the Walk on the Wild Side rhythm track playing in the background is an added bonus. Anyway, moving on to the second portion of this show today. The theme isn't too clear at the beginning, so I will just jump into this first track. This is by a band called Rodan from the 90s, as a lot of bands featured on the show are. And this is my favorite cut from them. And this is a long one. It's like 12 minutes. So sit back and enjoy. Rodan. We'll be right back. All right, that gargantuan track right there was by Rodin. It comes from their only studio album from 1994 called Rusty, and the track is called The Everyday World of Bodies. Rodin was a band from Louisville, Kentucky, around the same area and same time as the band Slint, which is one of the most innovative bands of the past 30 years, according to some people. And Rodin definitely took a bunch of influence from that band. They both fall under the kind of post-hardcore genre, which is quickly becoming, or has quickly become, one of my favorite genres of music overall. So it's no surprise that I love this album by Rodin, and especially this track. It kind of stays the same, but at the same time, it's all the sections are pretty different. It keeps oscillating between these loud, yelly, heavy guitar, like 5/4 time signature changing sections to more quiet, spoken word, whispery, guitar harmonic laden, cool down periods, and then the energy comes back up. And overall, it's just a brilliantly executed song. It's a shame that the band wasn't able to, or didn't last long enough to make another album, because I would have loved to hear another one from them. This album itself is pretty varied, kind of in the same way that this track is. Some of the tracks are pretty loud and abrasive and angry, while other ones are more a little calmer and almost... A lot of them have some this sense of beauty to them, like the first track, Bible Silver Corner, I believe it's called. Bible Silver Corner, yep. So yeah, if you were digging that track, definitely check out Rodin. Now, after Rodin broke up, after the release of this album, they all formed into different bands, and the guitarist, or one of the guitarists, Jason Noble, went in a pretty different direction musically. This next track is by his the project that he formed after Rodin broke up, and the project is called Rachel's, and this track, and actually the remaining three tracks I have for you today, are all in a somewhat similar style. They're more orchestral, so they have piano and strings and stuff like that. And they are a lot more down-tempo and introspective. So here is Rachel's.
Thank you.
All right, that one was a little bit different. That was by the band Rachels, and it comes from their 1996 album, Music for Egon Schiele. Pardon my German pronunciation. But that track is called Wally, Egon, and Models in the Studio. This album, Music for Egon Schiele, as it suggests, was created as a soundtrack to a play on the life of Egon Schiele, who was an Austrian painter who lived at the beginning of the 20th century. And I have to say, Rachels definitely nailed the kind of time period of music they were emulating. This track in particular, it has a pretty strong impressionistic vibe to it, like the Debussy and all the related composers at the beginning of the 20th century. And yeah, this track found its way onto my Spotify Discover Weekly playlist, presumably through the connection to Rodin that I was mentioning before I played it. But I'm pretty happy it did, because this album is really peaceful and it's great to do work to. I was listening to it yesterday while I was doing a programming project, and it certainly got the creative juices flowing, as they may say. So yeah, if you like more classical kind of music and you're looking for something newer, definitely check out Rachels, because I believe most of their music is kind of in the same vein. One thing that this album did remind me of was the band A Silver Mount Zion, as they're called for their first album, but I'll get into that after I play this next track. But it reminded me of them because they're both side projects of more louder, not necessarily louder, but they're like chamber music side projects of more popular bands. I guess we'll leave it at that. So like I said, this next track is by A Silver Mount Zion. This is another longer one, just so you know. And here it is.
Yeah.
All right, that one was by A Silver Mount Zion, and it is from their debut album from 2000 called He Has Left Us Alone, But Shafts of Light Sometimes Grace the Corner of Our Rooms, which is quite a verbose title, as the members of the band are known to use. And the track, which is equally verbose, is called Blown Out Joy from Heaven's Mercied Hole. Now, A Silver Mount Zion is a side project of members from the band Godspeed You Black Emperor, who's a legendary post-rock band from Montreal. And three of the members, Ephraim Manuk and Thierry Amar and Sophie Trudeau, who play guitar and bass and violin in Godspeed, respectively, went to form this separate side project, which is a kind of more chamber-oriented take on the whole post-rock thing. They are pretty similar to Godspeed You Black Emperor. If you like them, you'll definitely, or you'll probably like A Silver Mount Zion. But they have recorded under a slew of different names, all containing Silver Mount Zion in some regard. So their first album was under the name A Silver Mount Zion, and they've also been called the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band with Choir, and the Silver Mountain Reveries. So if you see any of those names, it's going to be this artist. And I think they've kind of committed to the name the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra for the most recent releases by them. But that track in particular, Blown Out Joy from Heaven's Mercied Hole, I really like it. It has this really meandering quality, but also like a kind of seductiveness, like a sexuality, for lack of a better word to it, that's really intriguing. And the violin soloing and the melodies created are pretty interesting, and it just generates a very nice atmosphere. I have one track left for you, but I just want to say before I go, thank you so much for tuning in today. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Be sure to stay tuned for DJ Aaron, who is coming up next for his show What's Happening. He has a fantastic looking band that came in, and they are eagerly waiting outside to get going, so definitely stay tuned for them. But since I am leaving now, I figure I will play a song about leaving from Carissa's Weird, the album by Carissa's Weird called Songs About Leaving. So I will leave you with that, and be sure to check back in next Sunday at 4 p.m. if you liked what you heard today. Have a good one.